There's another yid who's keeping all the mitzvahs with all the chumras and all the hidurim. He does it without any brain, without any kavanah, without any yearning. He does it because mitzvahs are noshim ulumadim. And him says, Shneim lo osu dobe sholem. Neither of these two people did something sholem. The one guy had the kavanah without a mitzvah, another one had the mitzvah without the kavanahs. אך הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף המחשוב של יהודי פלויני עם המעשה של יהודי אחר. Listen to this. מוידי. מוידי כחידיש. השם takes his מחשוב without the mitzvah. He takes his mitzvah without the מחשוב and he puts them together.
I saw this word by Pashas Truma because it says Beitchuli Truma makes Kodesh Hashem Yitlenu the both of Kodesh Truma. Why do you need both Truma and Truma C? So the Ben Ishtai says because of the hay at the end of Truma and the Yud at the end of Truma C. You put them together and Hashem takes the Machshavas of one person and the Masa of another, puts them together and ends up with a full result.
It's a Gemara. Machshava Teva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitztarefes L'Maisa. What's the Gemara? What's the Pshat? A good thought, Chazal, a good thought Hashem takes and Mitztaref to a Maisa. What does that mean? Is that what you say? Right. So we have the Ben Ish Chai now as well. Any complaints you can...
Yeah, what I have to put on tefillin, a line that I'll think about putting on tefillin, Hashem will put my kavanah, why get out of bed?
No. But I'll tell you what the problem is. When you're lying in bed, pretending to want to put on tefillin, you don't even have a machshavat teva. The machshavat teva says, I want to do this mitzvah, I'm prepared to go 9 yards to do this mitzvah, but I got prevented. It's just not, Yisraigim grew in this part of the world. I'm not lying in bed, I couldn't get tefillin. There weren't tefillin, there were no cows. I don't know, there was no tefillin. But I want. Has to be a machshavat teva. Why would Hashem do such a thing? Sharei Klal Yisrael kula koyim shleimim, because Klal Yisrael is one entity. That's the Yesodia. The Vortia is that Mamach Shovev. How does Mamach Shovev mitzaref to your Maisa, my Kesha? Because Klal Yisrael ish echadu, the Loshon the Chazanish. Klal Yisrael is one person. So your machshava commits tariff to his ma'isa.
Half shekel.
Yep. That's exactly the word. Chazanish asks, "What's your sod?" You know, Rabbi Meir had these terrible neighbors who used to drive him mad. So he wanted to daven that they should die. That's what I've said, rather daven they should do tshuva. So he davened they should do tshuva, and they did tshuva. Also Chazanish, how does my davening for you to do tshuva help you do tshuva? L'chayre, tshuva requires a ma'isa bechira. Because he has to have bechira that he wants to do tshuva. What should I'm davening that you should do tshuva, and you do tshuva because I daven for you? Where's your ma'isa bechira? He didn't want to do tshuva. He wasn't in davening helping to do tshuva. Rabbi Meir was davening for him, he should do tshuva. How does he do tshuva now? How does it work? Hashem comes along and makes him do tshuva? Where's his ma'isa bechira? Says the Chazanish, Rabbi Meir's davening for him was the ma'isa bechira. Hashem mitztaref. Rabbi Meir's tefillah, which is the ma'isa bechira, made him do tshuva. Where's the ma'isa bechira? By Rabbi Meir. How does that work? Says the Chazanish, because Israel ish echadu. Now, if you don't like this, you've got a problem in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Because how are you going to make the mitzvah of Megillah? The mitzvah of Megillah is not Lishmoyes HaMegillah, it's Likroyes HaMegillah. Maybe you're one of the rare exceptions that actually is Koyre Megillah, but 99% of the people in Shul are not Koyre Megillah. They're Shomayes HaMegillah. Where's your Maisa Kriya? You've got a problem. Says a Chazanish, he's called Yisrael Ishechadu. The Balkairis Kriya is your Kriya, it's mitzaref to your Kavanas. That's how you make the mitzvah. Megillah says to according to the Chazanish.
Is that the same with the Vedas? One
person
with the
Vedas
is like,
yeah,
Koyish. Oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? Same idea. If this guy hasn't done the mitzvah properly, your mitzvah is lacking. Something lacking in you. A raven doesn't mean, well, you didn't pay, so I'll pay. And that means if your neighbor didn't put on tefillin, your tefillin have a hole in them. Rashi in Shabbos, Mefurish. How do you make Kiddush for somebody when you've already made Kiddush? I've been Yotze Kiddush already. So how do I make Kiddush for him? How am I Yotze him in Kiddush? I've been Yotze Kiddush already. Says Rashi, because until he's heard Kiddush, your Kiddush isn't Shalom.
Who says that?
Rashi in Shabbos. That's Rashi's Havana. I'm not saying anybody holds like that, but Rashi's Havana in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Mizeh. Is raving means until he does it, obviously, if you have something to do with it. Some guy living on the other side of the world who doesn't make Kiddush, there's a little kosher alai. But if you could make Kiddush for this guy and you didn't, there's a hole in your Kiddush. That's pshat in a raving. But the Chazanish says this in Halacha, he's not saying it in philosophy. That's how you become the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. And in many places where this comes up.
Ask you, then what was the need for Pesach Sheni?
What was the need for Pesach Sheni?
If the majority of Bnei Israel could be Mekayim Pesach Rishon, why couldn't the people that wanted to be Mekayim Pesach Rishon but couldn't?
Have the Machshava. So it's a good question. It's a very good question. We don't know what's so unique about Pesach Sheni. We don't have Sukkah Sheni. What about somebody who couldn't take a lulav on first day Sukkot? We don't say come again in a month. I missed Kriya Shema this morning. God. No, no, I'll make it up tomorrow. The end of Akazi. It's the only place in the whole Torah where you see that.
It's Chorus. So, you missed Chorus.
I didn't miss Chorus. I was not Chorus. I was Onus.
It was Onus.
I'm an Onus. Not Chorus. I'm an Onus. Many places, the Rosh Hashanah asked this question already. What was so special about Pesach Sheni that the Klal Yisrael comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, ah, what happens if we can't keep it? We're going to be Tame, whatever. There's a whole bunch of mitzvahs you can't keep.
What if you're known as twice? What if you're known as twice and you miss it the second time?
And not also.
Yeah, but isn't there? It's a different case because there you're not right. Allowed to do it. No. So you can't have the machshava that somebody else should do it for you. You're not supposed to be doing it.
You're part of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a different case.
Yeah, but I'm saying the whole of Pesach Sheni is a whole different case. That's what I'm saying. I can't get into this pratok because I don't understand why we do have Pesach Sheni in the first place. I don't know. Bekach binyaneinu. הקדוש ברוך הוא לקח את הכבודות, הכיסופים, השתוק הכוס והגעגועים שהשתוק הכבר מביאו לקיים בהם את מייצה הקדה. וצירס וישם למייצה הקדה של יהודים שנשחטו ונטובחו כאלס הסודה. Those Jews that get killed as Kiddush Hashem, that die as Kiddush Hashem, couldn't even know they were Jewish, couldn't even know why they were being killed. And we say they're Kulub Kodosh, how does that work? Because the machshavas of Avram Avinu, the Shaisa Ba'akeda, that he wanted to put into Yitzchok, is mitzarev to this Yid dying as Kiddush Hashem. He died lelo rotzon velo machshava. Hashem takes the machshavas of Avram Avinu, B'Shaas Akeda, and mitzarev it to the guy who just got blown up somewhere in a trafe restaurant. He was sitting eating in a trafe restaurant. Some Arab goes in Rahman Islam, wants to kill Jews, and he blows up the whatever. This guy dies there, Rahman Islam is a Jew. He's a Kodesh. How did he become Kodesh? It's Tarif, the Maisa. Machshavosu shel Avram Avinu shelo yegia l'day Maisa. Avram's machshavas that never came la Maisa. I thought they did by the aisle, by the way. Stomach kasha. You have a machshava of Avram's. You have a maisa of a Jew who doesn't even know he's Jewish. I'm a star of Avram's machshava to his maisa, and you have a Kiddush Hashem Shalom. Avram Avinu v'kolo yisam doyre shel shma tzeitzov shel Avram Avinu mitztarofin yachad rech yichoyach lekol ben ish elah. Et zeis hisig Avram Avinu b'maisa akeda. That's what Avram Avinu achieved at Maisa Makeda. Shlo yudi sheyeichel etzeitz mikesha adveikus lakodesh boruch hu heinu ritzoyne v'en shelo ritzoyne. Kechen gam yudi shu shelo le, what's that word? The ritzoyne dike. If funny time to put in the Yiddish word, English Yiddish word. No Jew will be able to disconnect the Keshet Eretz from Hashem, Beratzon or Belorotzon. Because even this Jew who doesn't have any Ritzonos, claims your Ritzon ain't a night to Hashem Elokav, he's not shaykh with Hashem anymore. He believes he's descended from a monkey and all this whole Torah stuff, not for me. What I get is a tenet shenishba. I don't know, mumel kolei Torah, I don't know if this applies to someone who's machtis a rabbi, I don't know, there's certain exceptions to this rule. Well, bederach klal, the guy's a million miles away, assimilated, we call mokam primius nishmasei boi eres u mishtoike ges liyoiz kirve koile kilil Hashem. Inside, deep down, you'll find that little pintele yid that you can't destroy, which is what Haman wanted to destroy, Lamaisa, Chashverosh wanted to destroy, that's what they wanted to destroy on Pesach, on Purim. They just want to wipe out the Jews. They wanted to destroy the Hester. They wanted to destroy Esther. That inner pnimius that every Jew has, no matter how far he is from Hashem, that little pilot light still burning, that's what Achashverosh wanted to destroy on Purim. That's what he was going after. He wanted to wipe out the Jews. He was interested in that pintele yid. Mikol Markham Pnimois Nishmose Bo Eres Mishtokes Lyos Kirva Koila Klil Hashem. He wants to mamash be close to Hashem deep down. He doesn't even know about it. He doesn't even know he has this yearning. Usasami Mam Dibra Rambam Bayokas Gerush in Perek Bais. Avalmisha talk for Yitzra Ra the bottle mitzvalasis of Hokach also Dovish Lasis. Somebody whose Yitzhar has got hold of him and wants him to be Matla Mitzvah to do an Aveira. And you hit him until he does what he's chayev to do, or he distances himself from something that he's not allowed to do. That's not called onus. Somebody, for example, doesn't want to give a get. But he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael. He wants to be a Yid. Right to last says, "Kol haMitzvos nizakek min haAveiros." The Yitzro is talk for. He wants to keep all the mitzvahs. There's a Bach in Hilchos Tefillah says exactly the same. You strip away all the Yitzros, all the Yitzro horrors from a person, you'll see there's an Ish Kadosh. He just wants to do the Rotzon Hashem. That's all there is. Except to scrape off a bit of the mud. But this guy, Mamash, he wants to keep away from all the Aveiros and do all the mitzvahs. But these Yitzro horrors got hold of him. The kivan shehiku et achetaisis yitzroi vamareitzani kva gimish letzroinev. You take a guy doesn't want to give a get. Now he has to give a get with tzroinev. It's got to be berotzon. So you beat him until he says, "I want to." Right? A bit of a problem with that, no? That's called a tzroinev. That's called a tzroinev.
In the end, it becomes a tzroinev.
How?
By the beating.
How?
Can't take it anymore.
Excuse me.
He means it.
What do you mean he means it? He doesn't want to. You beat him and he can't take the beating anymore. So what can he do? He wants to stop the beating. He doesn't want to give a get.
But really, he really deep down wants to do
that.
That's
what
we're
saying. Oh, that's the chiddush. That's what we're saying.
He brings that example of get because that's not really such a good get.
That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam lahalocha.
Or carbon.
Huh?
In Chumash, it's with a carbon.
But right the Rambam there. Brings it in Hilchas Gerushim. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Gerushim. That's where he brings the halacha. What do you want me to do? Cut and paste this. This is where the Rambam brings it. I've no idea. I'm just learning a Rambam now. He's learning the Rambam. The problem. Let's just deal with the problem we're dealing with. We can find out. I don't know. We'll ask the psychologist what to do. Guy comes to you and he says, "Give me the keys of your car." You say, "No, I'm not giving you the keys of your car." So he beats you until you say, "All right, yeah, you have the keys." Now you wanted to give him the keys? No, you wanted him to stop beating you. That was the price. The guy doesn't want to give a get. He said, "I'll give you $1 million, you give a get." That's called Ritzoinu? Ritzoinu. That's a poshut. But the Rambam says if you beat him, you're not beating him, you're beating his Yetzer. He wants to do it, but he's trapped. He's surrounded by the psychological force called the Yetzer Hara. So you whip the Yetzer Hara out of the picture, and you get to a normal frum Jew who wants to do he wants to do what's right. There's a bach in Hilchus, right at the beginning of Hilchus Tfilah, there's a bach in the Tur there. It says the same thing as well. It says, "Kol Yisrael ish kodoshu." And he probably says, "Yetzara, scrape away the Yetzara, and what will you find?" You'll find the ish kodosh. He wants to do the Rotzon Hashem. A fele dikazach. Harambam alamdeinu kan nekuda yosoidis v'chashuva. The Rambam is teaching you a very fundamental, important principle here. Liboy opnimiyoyse shel kol yudi kshurim la'amoy ulelokov. Every yid, with very few exceptions that the Rambam brings down. His pnimiyas of a Jew is bound up to Klal Yisrael and to Hashem. Gam kasher rotzen echitzoy mi'ayne moirezoy. You know, his external rotzen doesn't indicate this. There's a piece of you that cannot be affected. It's above chet, it's above everything. That's on Purim, there's no busha. This is all Purim. This is, kulu, kulu, this is what happens on Purim. On Purim, you get back into touch with that nekuda. On Purim, we say what? Lo seveishu ve lo sikalmoy. There's no busha, there's no chlima, there's no embarrassment on Purim. Why not? Because you're back to the place where there's no chet. You're back to this point of the yid where there's only the rotzen to do the Hashem, the rotzen Hashem. Bli shum yaitzahara. That's Purim. What's other lo yoda? What's other lo yoda? What's loshen yoda? What does it mean? The word yoda, das. What does the word das mean? No. Any other wild guesses? That's what it means. Well, what does it mean? That's a translation.
To really intimately
know. Oh.
So
the Nefesh HaChaim says, Loshen Das is Loshen Chibu Keyudua. It means Chibu. It's not just any knowledge, it's a knowledge that you and the knowledge are one. That's why Chazal say, if you have a Das knowledge that's incorrect, you cease to exist. Put that aside for later.
Happy not to be here.
What's the Eitzah Das Toivara? What happened when Adam ate from the Eitzah Das Toivara? Evil and good became Mechubah together in him. Before he ate from the Eitzah Das Toivara, what happened? There was right outside of him. He was Kulu Kodesh, and there was a force of evil external. Nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him. It was an external force. Once he ate from the Eitzah Das Tovara, what happened? That negative external force became a part of him. Now nothing's clear anymore. Everything's Mulbav. Good and bad. There's no good without bad. There's no bad without good. I call Mulbav. I call Das. I call Mechuba. What's the cure for that? Adelo Yoda. Until there's no more Chibu Bein Baruch Motcha V'Aru Amar. So it's not that you can't tell the difference. You've got to be an idiot not to be able to tell the difference between the Reb Chaim Moshe Gazinsky and Hitler Yamach Shmoy. That's the level I've got to get to on Purim. I look at the Chofetz Chaim and I look at Hitler and I go, can't see any difference. They're all the same. You've got to be insane. That's pshat. You can't tell the difference between Mordechai and Haman. So you've lost all sense of discernment.
Baruch Mordechai and
Oru
Haman, it's not two people.
Nachon. You can't see any difference between Baruch Mordechai and Oru Haman? You can't see a difference? You choose. The Kanga says you want Baruch.
One is looking on the positive side, and the other one is looking.
And you can't see the difference?
Because it's all Hashem.
It's all Hashem, good. Where is it all Hashem?
Because he's in charge of everything.
Where is it all Hashem? When the Yetzer Hara goes external again. As long as the Yetzirah and me are all one intertwined entity, we don't see that it's all Hashem. You only see that it's all Hashem when you manatek. Where do you have to go to it in order to manatek? To that Nekuda Sayyid. That place of that's totally still intact where the Yetzirah wasn't allowed in. This Nekuda we talk about, the Yetzirah, every Jew has a little place, a place inside of it. An untainted chet of Adam Arisha. That's where you have to go back to on Purim. And Dafka threw on because the Chet came about through on. That's not Trap. Trap is you have to get to it. There's no more Chibur. You have to go back to the place inside of you where this Chibur between Baruch Mordechai and Oru Haman, this. You have a place inside of you that was unaffected by the chet of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. That means there's a what was the effect of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra? Is the Yetz Hara who was external now became internal. So you're walking around with a enormous inner conflict. You're fighting every minute of the day. Your Yetz Tov against your Yetz Hara. And you're being pulled in both directions. You have to make choices. There's a place inside of you, okay, where that never got affected. Where that is the same, that looks the same as Adam Rishon before the Chet. That Pintel Yid, which can never ever be destroyed, it can never be tainted, it can never have any access to the Yetz Hara, is denied into that place.
What am I supposed to do on Purim to bring
them to? You're supposed to on Purim get to that, back to that Nakuda. That's another question. Good. That's another question.
I know, it's like drinks. What? So when I drink, I get all contemplative now? Usually not.
We never ever discuss how in public. Because that's a personal discussion. There's real, ideal process. We never discuss process in public. Because that's a very private, personal place you've got to go to. There you get your rabbi, your therapist, or whatever, you're going to room on your own. You don't do that in public. How you do that, we have to talk about it. Nachinami. Huh? Pontia. Person has to get to a point where there's no more chibur in him between evil and bad, evil and good. What's the nafkamina between Purim and Yom Kippurim? Why is Purim greater than Purim, than Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur we say, Hine anachnu lefonecha kebusho chlima. Yeah, we stand in front of you embarrassed. And on Purim, what do we say?
No embarrassment.
No embarrassment. No embarrassment whatsoever. Yom Kippur is Adam Arishan after the Chet. He's not having a kapara. Purim is Adam Arishan before the Chet. There's no need for kapara. There's no embarrassment because in that place, nothing ever went wrong. We have to wait for other guys to speak about these students. I'm preempting it. No, but this moment is still learning them. When you beat the Yid, until he says, Rotsani, what have you got to? You've got the Yid. Sorry, out the way. Where are you back to? You're back to that Nekudas HaKodesh, where the person wants to do the Rotsan Hashem. When you're in a struggle with your Yid Sahara, you can't do this when you're in the struggle. But imagine you could. Look at this without the Yid Sahara's pulling. What would it look like? Also, let me put the Yetz Hara aside. Let me just send him outside for 5 minutes. Let me look what my struggle would look like now. That's Purim. There's much more to talk about Purim. That's just the. But that's the cure for the Eitz Hadas. Tov V'Ra is the Adelo Yoda. It's Pashut, no? Harambam malamdeinu kan nekudah yosodis v'chashuva. Liboy v'pnimiyos eshel kol yodi kshurim la'amo elokov. You have to know this for yourself. The inner pnimiyos, that little nekudah, that pilot light, what do you know, the gas marechet, how do they work? How do the gas boilers work? They're not boiling the whole time. There's a little pilot light there that burns, it uses up almost no gas. Right? What do? You open up the gas and then that fires up all the fire, it warms up your water, does what it's going to do, and when you switch it off again, it goes back to just a little pilot light. If that pilot light goes out, you're in a lot of trouble. Then you're finished, then you can turn the thing as much as you want, nothing's going to happen. But every year it's got a little pilot light. All you have to do is fan the flames and it bursts. You take people that are in Memte Shari to Marachok from Torah, you bring them in, you learn a bit to them, you tell them a little about Torah, and months later you're sitting in yeshiva learning and he's frumah, and what happened? You just fanned up a little pintle, the little pilot light, and now I'm right, that's how it works. You open up the thing and boom, suddenly he bursts into flames because you scraped off the dirt and you allowed the light to shine, that's all. That light never got extinguished. The external rotzen doesn't indicate this. There's a place that stays pure that never ever got contaminated. When you hit that nekuda, where the yetzer hara is so weak that nekuda can come forth, Ve'ikalidei makas o'inshim. Dafka when it comes through makas and punishments, as migala ha'pnimis amitis, then you see who the Yid really is. Ve'hu here at soina amitis shaloi sa'adom. That is his rotzen. His rotzen is to do the right thing. What happens? The Yitzhara is mabobelling him. So whip the Yitzhara out of the picture. What do you get back? A simple math. You have good God plus Yitzhara. Yitzhara doesn't let good God do what he's supposed to do. Get rid of Yitzhara and you've got a good God. Simple mathematics. No? No, I never said it's easy. The math is very easy. The void is, No, we have a Yitzhara. Mice, we have it. On Yom Kippur, by the way, it says the Yitzhara is not Shoylet on Yom Kippur. That's what's similar to Purim. About 7 of it. Forget about Purim. The vote's a vote in the Rambam, yeah, even without going into Purim. The Rambam says it Hilchos Geirusin. So when you look at yourselves or you look at other people, don't give up hope. Doesn't matter how low this kid's gone, doesn't matter how far this person is. Odd problem, there are a couple of exceptions and you have to know. You have to know. What's a mumma, what's an apikairis, what's a machtir sarabim. There are all certain things that the Rambam says can never do tshuva. Not too many people running around like that, yeah. Let's assume we'll finish this chapter tomorrow.